Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm excited to introduce these two young men to you. And I say young because they're younger than me, and they have tons of experience. They are experts in multifamily housing as investors. From an education perspective, they provide investment opportunities to others. And I met them when I was on their podcast just a few short weeks ago, and we had such a great time. It was a wonderful interview, and I so appreciated them and what they do and what they provide, because they help people. They provide that opportunity to create passive income. Either you do it yourself, or they have opportunities for you to invest with them. And I love, they have a trademark called Buy Right, Finance Right, Manage Right. And I love that, because I love getting the message across in as few words as possible. And I just really love bringing people to you that I know walk the talk. So Jake and Gino, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Honor to be on.
Well, I love when I have my guests is to start by saying, you know, I want to hear about little Jake and little Gino from a standpoint of how you got here, because I love both your stories. I think they were great high pressure sales and owning a pizza restaurant, those 9 to 5s that were more like 9 to 10.
Sharon, it was no high pressure. It was cupcakes and a little boy. Hold on. Let me get this out there so the folks can hear it. It was cupcakes and a little boy voice. That was my strategy. So it was no high pressure. I just want to be clear on this. Okay.
Well, Jake, tell us more about little Jake.
Well, little Jake actually is here because of Sharon, in all honesty. If you go back, my journey, my second corporate job, the first one was sales and my second one was at pharmaceuticals. I spent a lot of time educating myself, and we're just going to get into this for the folks on YouTube, because if Angela's listening, I wanted to be happy. Gino, hold up the stack right now.
I got hold one. Up, no. I got two. I got three. I got four. I got five. I'll hold up the stack, but I got.
Okay, so he's got about 35 books of Sharon's right now, yeah. And the point that I'm making is Sharon and I have never, well, excuse me, until a few weeks ago, we had never met. But she was a mentor of mine. He's still going. Between the book Outwitting the Devil, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. These are books when I was in my corporate job before I became an entrepreneur investing in multifamily real estate. Those books helped me grow as an entrepreneur without even knowing it. I was getting my education at the time. Gino and I always say education times action equals results. Now, at face value, that might seem very obvious, but what does that mean? To get in the game of multifamily real estate, you need to get educated, and then you need to take action. That will get you in the game. That's not enough for staying power, so I don't want to confuse it. That's the success formula to get you in the game and get started. Once you're in the business, it's people, systems, and culture. So now, to be more direct and answer your original question, little Jake, baby Jake, whatever we want to say, was working a pharmaceutical job. And it was right at the time when healthcare reform came down, if everyone can remember that. And it was kind of a sad time for all the doctors that I was calling on. I was at a top three, you know, pharmaceutical company, and all the doctors that had their autonomy, that had these small businesses, were scrambling, trying to figure out, okay, my you know, reimbursements are getting cut from insurance. What do I do? So their autonomy is getting stripped. They're all joining these medical groups. And I'm seeing this kind of all unfold. And at the same time, the culture in my organization that I was working for was eroding. It was no longer fun. It was all mandates. And we're, you know, being told, like, you have to do it exactly this way. There's no, you know, thing you can kind of go and be creative. It's you're in a box. This is what you say. It was kind of like reading the news when you'd go into the doctor's office. It's very, very just yuck. You didn't want to be a part of it anymore. And then meanwhile, the doctors are miserable. So I had one doctor that stood out in my territory though. And the difference that he was able to retain his office, retain his autonomy, was he owned real estate from Florida all the way up through New York. And so he continued to be a doctor because he enjoyed to do it. It was actually his way to give back because he was financially free via real estate. So he was educating me as we were going, saying, hey, I think you should get into a duplex. I think you should start buying up some apartments. And at the time, Gino was actually doing all my catering. So this new world works in funny ways. Sharon's educating me without even knowing it. Gino is becoming my mentor on one hand for real estate. And then I have Dr. Neshi, who's kind of leading me because I'm seeing it. Okay, I'm seeing what's actually allowing him to, you know, retain his autonomy. Fast forward to 2011, I said, I'm not paying the New York taxes anymore. And I moved to Tennessee. Gino and I continued to stay in touch. And 2 years after that move, and again, keep in mind, it doesn't happen overnight. Okay. We made a lot of mistakes in the beginning. It took us 2 years to get that first 25 unit deal, but that's how we started to grow. It was a lot of work. It took a long time, but now we've done over almost 1800 units, about $150 million in real estate. And very, very pleased that I was able to, you know, read some of your books early on, Sharon, and have them put me on the right path.
So let me highlight this. So you guys got together in 2013. So we're talking 8 years.
And 2011 actually is when we started looking. We didn't get our first deal done until February of 13. And, you know, we started negotiating that one at the end of 2012. Yeah.
And for Sharon, for me, real quick, just a real quick, brief synopsis. Little Gino was really lucky.
Baby Gino. He's so nice.
He had little Ivana, little Italian ladies, his mom, and Vito's his dad. And they're amazing people. I wouldn't be here without them. I married my wife. I've got 6 kids. She's been the rock for my life. She stayed home with the kids. We homeschool the kids. So if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for you and Zig Ziglar, I probably wouldn't be here either. I love Zig Ziglar, driving in the car, just listening to his positivity and just saying that I want to be like him one day. I want to be able to give back. I want to be able to help people. How do I do that? Well, you need to have skills and you need to have money. You need to become financially free. That's where you and Rich Dad books and all your books come into play. And then I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jake. I mean, he can call me his mentor, but it takes two to tango. I mean, I can teach him all he wants, but if he doesn't take action and if I don't learn myself and we don't partner up and work together. And I think that's what multifamily in any business is. If you can find a great partner and we have values-based decision-making where we make these decisions based upon our values and our values align, that's the best thing in life. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have some amazing people in my life, and that's why I'm here, because of the man in green right now.
I love that.
For the folks on YouTube.
I love it because you guys, I just want to draw to the audience because you've built a $150 million portfolio since 2013 when you had your first investment. Mm-hmm. And so everybody watching and listening has that ability inside them. If mm-hmm. they combine the education and the action, which the two of you did. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. And it's a lot more fun when you have a partner. Obviously, you have to make some agreements between the partnership. But the two of you started investing in real estate, and then you made that decision to start educating others as well. So tell mm-hmm. me how you make and the meals that you give back. I love the fact that you guys do well by doing well. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're giving back in such a big way. Share a little bit about how that philosophy grew.
Well, it was a little selfish in the beginning, Sharon. I left the restaurant in 2016. I finally quit my day job and I'm unemployed. I'm moving to Florida. I really don't have anything to do because Jake is running the portfolio. So Jake says, you know, we have this podcast going. We've written a book. Let's start an education company. Can't be that hard. Hello. If you've never done it before, it's really hard because there's passion involved and there's helping others. And it's not like you can give something away for free and someone's going to value that. That's the very first thing I learned. If you give a book to somebody for free, they're not going to value it. But if you charge them $20, they're going to sit down and spend some time on it. So for me, it was a passion project. I love podcasting. I love writing books. And it was learn, do, and teach. Once I started teaching the stuff, I became a much better investor. I started enjoying it. We wrote another book called The Honeybee, and that's where our business plan really became clear about, hey, we're making this money. How do we make an impact on others? And how do we help others become financially free? How do we help others really find their passion? It's not just buying multifamily properties. We were talking about our catalyzing statement. I want everyone out there to think about what their catalyzing statement is. I love your Sharon. I mean, really, have I provided value for somebody today? And I've been thinking about that for the last couple of weeks. I even woke up this morning about
you made an impact on him a couple of weeks ago, Sharon.
You did. You really. And you know, you listen, and I got out of bed this morning. I'm like, what am I grateful for? And that's the first thing I thought of. I'm doing a podcast with Sharon Lechter today. We all need to start from that place of gratitude. So financial freedom comes. You think you're going to go sit on the beach. You think you're going to hang out. And if that's your, I guess, what's inside of you, great. For me, I got bored after 2 days and I'm like, Jake, I need to do something. So what do? So we started Jake and Gino. We started writing the books. We started the podcast. And like I said, we became much better investors. And then we started the community. And, you know, our students purchased 100 units, then 150, then 200. Our students are up to over 22,000 units purchased with over $1 billion in assets that they've bought in the last 4 years. I mean, I think over 50 students have left their W-2 jobs, and it just continues to swell. Jake talks about that swell. You start out with that first little duplex. 3 years later, you're at 100 units. You don't know what happened. You just need to commit and then to figure it out. And that's what it comes down to, but always educating yourself. And when we started the journey, I had already probably read 500 books or 600. I've probably read another 500 or 600 since then. So, you know, one of our core values is you have to be a constant lifelong learner. You have to grow. You need to continue to learn. I think Jim Quick says it best: all readers are not leaders, but all leaders are readers. So if you want to be a leader and you want to continue to grow, you need to continue to educate yourself. Stenzi, what you got for me?
No, I just think it's funny because so many people think there's like this grand plan behind everything, and we were just trying to give back. We wrote the first book, Wheelbarrow Profits, because we've identified something in our framework: buy right, manage right, finance right. And it really is. Multifamily investing is a three-legged stool. The framework is clean. It's simple. It's not easy. Okay. It is a business. You have to treat it like a business. But we were like, hey, let's document our journey. And that's essentially what we did. And I said, hey, Gino, let's try to do a podcast. He's like, I don't know what that is. I said, listen, just get one of these microphones on Amazon and let's just start talking about what we're doing. And I don't even know, Gina, you have any idea how many podcasts we've done since the first one?
We started in 2015. We're probably at maybe 400 shows right now, 400 episodes we've done. So that's 400 different people we've masterminded with every week and been able to get on and learn from them. That hour every week and being able to prepare for a podcast, reading the person we're podcasting's book and spending time on learning about that person and educating yourself. That's been my mastermind for
and that is so true years. Because you know, people think you're, as a podcast, you're the host and you're highlighting other people, but every podcast I learn something from the people that are in it. So it's a way of lifelong learning for the host as well as for the audience.
Absolutely. So I think the key is, it's just sometimes you just need to start, and you don't always, you know, we try to start with the end in mind, but it's not always going to be there. Okay. I came from, again, a background of sales and a very, very small town of about 1800 people. I didn't know an entrepreneur. I didn't even know what that looked like. So when I got my first taste of it in that 25 unit apartment complex, I was like, then it hit me. I can do this. And then we did a 36 unit and then 136 units. And that's the thing I see people struggling with the most when they look at multifamily. There is a barrier to entry on the front end because brokers want to deal with the people that are closers. So it took us almost 2 years to get that first deal. The best thing that someone can do, again, get educated, take action, but then be patient, because once you get that first deal, all of a sudden, You're in single A ball. You're in the game. You're in the show, as they'd like to say. So you have credibility, and the chances of getting that second and third deal go up drastically. We've never met somebody that's done just one deal that's been around for a little bit. People either do zero deals because they get the, you know, analysis by paralysis or paralysis, whatever the heck that's, you know, statement is, and they overthink it. Or they do multiple deals because they realize once they got the first one, they've probably made a bunch of mistakes. We made a ton of mistakes on our first deal, but we documented those mistakes and then we put in systems and learned from them. That's what good entrepreneurs do.
Which is why the education is so important, because people that take your classes or come to your events, they're getting the benefit of learning from your mistakes so they don't repeat them, right?
They're shortening that learning curve. And that's why it was great that we documented, and we started a property management company from day one. So we have our team come out and share everything that they're doing. So if people want to actually understand how to run these things, they're there to teach them. And the really interesting thing is some people don't want to own a property management company, but they need to know how to manage the manager. So they get a peek behind the curtain by dealing with our folks, and they can become better managers of their managers what we call asset management.
So Gino, tell me what's in the future for the two of you.
I'm thinking about closing the deal today. We've got a deal closing next week. For me, the future, I just want to continue to learn. I've got this passion project called the Personal Finance Academy. And for me, that is near and dear. It's a 13-week course that I'm building. And I think our young adults aren't being taught skills in school, habits, skills. They're not being taught money, financial education, taxes, insurance, credit, cryptocurrency trading, all this stuff that I've put together. And for me, I want to start creating scholarships for a lot of underprivileged children. The course is only $300, but there's a lot of people out there that can't afford it. So I want to partner up with our benefactor, Second Harvest Food Bank, start offering these scholarships and having people donate the money to Second Harvest, and we'll give these scholarships away to these young adults. And it really dawned on me. I have a 23-year-old niece about 6 months ago. She's going to an amazing college. I mean, and she asked me, how do you rent an apartment? She's 23 years old. She's super educated. Really, she's probably smarter than Jake and I put together, to be honest. I'm amazing.
You gotta value those street smarts, though, Gino.
But it's the habits and the skills that were not taught by our parents. Renting an apartment, buying a car are huge skills that were not taught in school. And that's my passion.
What is credit? Kids have no idea.
Yeah. And these are things that will affect you for the rest of your life. And you'll put yourself in a big hole. College is not for everybody. I mean, I'm sending my kids to school. I love the idea that he's going to take accounting classes. I can pay for him. He will not have any debt. It's a great experience. But honestly, my heart aches when I see kids who have $100,000 in student debt, and then all of a sudden they're paying interest only, and that thing is starting to accelerate, and $100,000 is not $100,000 anymore. It's $120,000, and they can't get out of that hole. And the quality of your life is basically built upon the quality of the options you have. At that point, you have no options, very few options. You have no future at that point. I want to stop people before they get to that point and say, is college right for me? Yes, is it? Maybe I can go to junior college. Maybe I can defer.
Or maybe I don't need to live on campus and I rent an apartment and I work while I do it. Things like that, where it's, you know, because that's exactly what I did. And I don't have college debt right now.
So Sharon, that's what I'm doing. I mean, and we're also having a live event October 23rd and 24th at the Gaylord Palms this year. We're going to have about 800 investors there, multifamily. So we're back. We did one 2 years ago. Last year, COVID held us off. But this year, that's the exciting part. Just to continue to build the Jake and Gino brand, build it for everybody. It's really about multifamily, but it's really about personal financial intelligence. And what I love to say, my other catalyzing statement is people with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. That's what it comes down to. If you have financial intelligence, you can make wiser decisions. Debt is not bad. If you know how to use it, it can be a great tool, but a lot of people don't know how to use debt.
Well, I say the gift of financial education is the gift of a lifetime. Mm. And it is criminal that we're not teaching kids, because we talk about equal opportunity. Well, if we wanted kids to have equal opportunity, we'd make sure they learned about money in school.
Mm-hmm.
That's the phrase, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, is because that's where they learn it at home. And so It's really important. And you're right, the kids today, they have no idea. And it's definitely still top of my mind, continuing to drive home the need for it. But our education system.
Do you think, though, what's going on in the country now, as you have people who have less and less money, it's proximity. If your parents aren't financially intelligent as they were 30 or 40 years ago, that's getting even smaller. And then the educational system really never really taught that. You learn these skills from home, and the whole environment with money printing and everything else, that's accelerating as well. So don't you think that, as you say, the rich are getting richer and the poor, there's a bigger, poorer base, and they're not able to, you know, actually educate their kids on it?
Yeah, it's really, it is criminal. And the problem is, you know, you either control your money or your money controls you. And and with where we are in the economy today, it's getting more difficult for people to take control of their money because of that. So
I agree.
So Jake, what's in the future for Jake?
Well, I want to piggyback off what Gino said a little bit, because I'm just going to give a little teaser. Gino's going to be coming out hot at this event. We're calling it the Financial Vacation for Smart People. I'm just going to say there's going to be some smoke, there's going to be some flares, and there's going to be some sparks, a la, you know, WWE.
Sounds like something we should come to.
Sounds like something you need to come to. So just a little teaser there. But really, the thing that I've been working on for the last 3 years, and the thing that gets me excited every day, the company that I'm just the biggest fan of is Chick-fil-A. I just, every time I pull into that place, the efficiency, the kindness, the values, everything is, I've always just been blown away. So day in and day out, what my group works on is we just want to be the Chick-fil-A of apartments. And that is to offer that high bar, customer service, customer journey, customer experience, and, you know, just be unique. It's our blue ocean strategy for the folks out there that have read that book. It's really our separator from everyone else, because there's so many people that may be developers. They come in and do a deal. They're not very good managers. Or there's syndicators that use third party that don't really keep tabs on them. So the you know, service is not that great. I just think there's such a huge void in the space. I was speaking to our software company the other day. We do a quarterly meeting with them that they do our property management software. And she was blown away by the fact that we were discussing our customer journey and things that we're doing to it. And I said, I'm just confused. I always get intrigued by speaking to our rep, because she said, most of my accounts are, you know, in LA and Seattle. And their main concern right now is that because the CDC eviction moratorium, they're just trying to process evictions because they weren't allowed to evict people that stopped paying them due to government regulations. And they're simply trying to find people to hire because of the labor shortage. So I think, you know, word to the wise, be careful what states you plant your roots in or you start to invest or create your business in, because it matters. It matters in a big way. We're in Tennessee, this, you know, state of Tennessee, this Tennessee Supreme Court said this is unconstitutional when that came out, and we're able to continue to operate our business. Meanwhile, if you look at folks that are, you know, in California, some of these businesses that these people probably put their life's work into and life's investment, whatever you want to say, have been destroyed and ruined, and they're trying to come back from it. So I think it's very important to pay attention to these things, but also we want to offer that high level of service. And because we're in a state that has, you know, honored property rights, we're able to do that. So
I love that. And I
think shout out to Rocky Top, baby.
That's right. I think it's important, because I do teach that as well, as understanding the laws in the states where you are, yeah, particularly when it comes to property owners, because all states are not created equal when it comes to.
And that's a beautiful property thing about the country. It's, you know, you have 50 states you can choose from, just like you're going to, you know, Amazon and you want to select the specific product. I really do challenge everyone to do that. Look at the United. This is exactly what I did when I left New York, though, by the way. I said, I see Gino paying almost $30,000 a year in property taxes, 7% state income tax, nickel and dime, take, you know, in your pocket every step of the way, New York. And I said, I feel like there's other options out there. I hear about these states without, you know, state income tax and lower property taxes. So I did an Excel sheet and I ranked the states based on, you know, economic opportunity, and then also quality of life, weather, et cetera. And I honed in on a few places. I was able to get a lateral transfer, and the rest is history. It worked out pretty well. So I really do challenge everyone out there, when you're trying to set yourself up and maybe you're a little bit younger in life and you're looking to say, hey, where do I want to put my roots down? Evaluate the opportunities, shop the states like you would any other product. You have the ability to do that still. So I really challenge people to do
that. Jake was smarter than me. I just wanted to go to Florida from New York. I wanted to go near the beach. I wanted nice weather.
Florida's a pretty nice place to be. I grew up there. So Florida, Arizona, Texas, but you know, Tennessee's pretty darn nice. I've been there. I'll be there in 2 weeks as well. So
it's the hidden gem of the world, not the country of the world. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, I know. You're not going to send this out to anybody, are you? Hey, yeah, Gino, population growth is good for property values.
I was going to say, for multifamily, you want people coming to Tennessee, right?
That's right.
Yes.
And we have no problem with demand. We have no problem with that right now. So,
how can people find the two of you?
Very simple. You know, we can do a few things here, but if you want to go to jakeandgino.com/honeybee, it's a book that we wrote a couple of years ago, and you can get some free downloads, get a copy of our credibility book, helps you work on, you know, your multifamily investing. It's a great way to build rapport with brokers. So really just jakeandgino.com and jakeandgino.com/honeybee.
Jake, let me hold up these books one more time.
You're going to hurt yourself. I don't want anything to happen to your back here. You're going to have to go to Cairo after this.
I like this small book. This is great. Raising Your Child's Financial IQ. I love this book, but take a look. This is what it takes to
become
successful. Hold up
the stacks, Gino, if you can.
Everybody.
There you go, baby.
Yeah, that's what it takes to become successful, people. You need to work and educate yourself. Like Jake says, education.
All my podcasts, I've had people hold up Rich Dad, Poor Dad, even Outwitting the Devil. But no, I have my own stack like that. But I'm very impressed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So people can learn from you. They can invest with you. They can also
go to our event and get a feel for the community, because it's a lot of energy, a lot of like-minded people, especially the event in October 23rd and 24th. If you're in a situation where, and here's the thing, I was in the situation, Gina was in the situation. If you're in a group of people and you don't know anyone that invests or anyone that's a multifamily operator, you know, entrepreneur, mm-hmm. whatever you want to say, you're going to feel isolated and weird, and it's not going to feel real to you. Coming to an event like ours, everybody understands multifamily. They understand how important it is to be able to invest in a real asset and keep up with inflation, okay? And be able to utilize debt the right way. You may be sitting there speaking to your spouse and they don't care about this, or your best friend is more interested in the Bills game, you know, tomorrow night. So it's very important. Proximity is power, and you got to put yourself around the right people if you want to grow in this life. So I think it's a great way to start out with us.
I love that. And I really appreciate you guys giving us your time today. And you're going to hang in there with me, because we're going to do another shorter one about habits and how you got through some tough times for our private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement.
Wonderful.
For those of you at home, make sure, if you're not part of the group, join. But rewind and listen to this, because what you've heard is from Jake and Gino, people who have been there, done that, and done it repeatedly and grown an incredibly successful business. And they could have stopped there, but they decided to educate and provide other people the opportunity as well. And I think you heard it as they were talking, to getting excited about other people.
Well, Sharon, here's the thing right now. You thought we brought a little passion energy. Wait till we go into this private group. I'm cranking it up tenfold. All right. We'll bring it here in a minute.
Good. So make sure you just sign in. But I saw your passion about the fact that you've helped other people succeed. You've helped other people leave their W-2 jobs. And that's where I believe the world is a better place, because not only are you successful, but you're helping other people create success. So I want to thank both of you for what you're doing. And
thank you.
I am so delighted to know the two of you, and I look forward to getting to know you even better. So thank you so much. And both of you, look at those smiles. And for those of you at home, you know you're fabulous. And to Play Big Movement is about being number one in your field, living your legacy, which is created every day with every heart you touch, and creating maximum impact. And you've just heard from two people that play really big, Jake and Gino. Go out there and have a great day and play big today. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.